to elect the next pope before the conclave can begin, Saturday's funeral and burial, when Pope Francis will be laid to rest.
CBS News New York's Tony Aiello. President Trump blasts Russia on social media over the attack in Kyiv, Ukraine, that has killed at least 12 people, just as the U.S. works on a peace deal. In an exclusive CBS News interview, Margaret Brennan speaks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
The statement by the president mentions a deal, and we are ready to reach a deal, but there are still some specific elements of this deal which need to be fine-tuned.
The full interview is on Sunday's Face the Nation. At a meeting with Norway's prime minister, President Trump was asked if Russia was making any concessions in peace talks.
Stopping the war. Stopping taking the whole country. Pretty big concession.
An executive order signed by President Trump today involves critical minerals.
The executive order is meant to restore American dominance in offshore critical minerals and resources. Specifically, it would boost production of nickel, copper, and cobalt. The order says this would help create 100,000 jobs in the U.S. and bring in an estimated $300 billion. A separate executive order directs federal agencies that they do not have to hire probationary workers as full-time employees after their probationary periods end. This comes amid efforts by the Department of Government Efficiency to cut costs. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
The Southern Poverty Law Center's latest installment of its report on public symbols of the Confederacy find over 2,000 remain, largely in southern states. The SPLC's Seth Levy.
Since we began cataloging symbols and removals in 2015, we've seen approximately 450 removed, relocated, or renamed. It certainly slowed down in the last year.
For killing seven people and wounding almost 50 others at a 2022 July 4th parade, a suburban Chicago man will spend the rest of his life in prison. Robert Cremo III has been given seven consecutive sentences of life without the possibility of parole for each person he killed, plus additional time on 48 counts of attempted murder. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone, because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Michelle Obama addresses not attending President Trump's inauguration.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama says her decision to skip President Trump's inauguration is all part of her working on feeling comfortable saying no.
It took everything in my power to not do the thing that was right or that was perceived as right, but do the thing that was right for me.
On her podcast, IMO, which Obama hosts with her brother, she says people could not believe she was saying no for any other reason than the assumption that her marriage was falling apart. She also did not attend former President Jimmy Carter's funeral. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Authorities on the Greek island of Crete have arrested six people allegedly involved in an antiquity smuggling operation. The suspects were attempting to sell numerous ancient artifacts and were arrested during a police sting. Recovered items included 15 oil lamps, 17 figurines, ceramic vessels, and a marble sculpture of a child's head from various ancient Greek periods. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds in the overnight, light north winds and lows in the lower 40s. On Friday, showers, even a thunderstorm possible. Cloudy skies, temperatures rising to the upper 40s. North winds will increase. We'll see some gusts up around 25. Currently 46 degrees.
WRJN.
mind. Through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control.
Comes and Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Baby,
is so far away.
Well, there's a rock in the distant land, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry. Don't be sad. But don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
With my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Thank you. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. 20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think 96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
On the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye, not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
Home. walking down the highway. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around,
you
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before, and
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ba 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 to you. Change, change, change.
Tambourine. News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Green Bay, Wisconsin was the hotspot tonight for football fans. It's where the 2025 NFL draft got underway. More from sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
The Tennessee Titans were on the clock first.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell making the announcement on ESPN. The Browns traded the second pick to the Jaguars, who then selected Colorado cornerback Travis Hunter. The Giants picked third and went with Penn State defensive end Abdul Carter. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
President Trump sends a message to Russian President Vladimir Putin over social media after a deadly attack on Ukraine's capital. CBS's Erica Brown says Trump did not mince words in the latest push to bring the two sides to a deal.
After an hours-long barrage of Russian airstrikes on Ukraine's capital, President Trump reacted on social media, telling Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop.
I didn't like last night. I wasn't happy with it. And we're in the midst of talking peace, and missiles were fired. And I was not happy with it.
Relatives of Pope Francis are among the more than 90,000 people the Vatican says have paid their respects at St. Peter's Basilica. The funeral is on Saturday. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.